what's been done already is a big investment in the Fair Deal. $40 million has been invested in that, and that's brought the Fair Deal waiting time from 14 weeks down to 2 to 4 weeks, which means people get into nursing homes quicker, and that's freed up 200 beds in our hospitals already this year. We've also opened up more community beds, including in Donegal. We've also put more investment into community intervention teams. They're nurses who can go to people's homes and nursing homes, give them drips and IVs and look at their wounds so they don't have to go into hospital in the first place, or they can get out sooner. The next step that we do now is trying to open about 300 additional hospital beds around the country in hospitals that are under pressure in the winter period, and that does include 10 additional beds here in Letterkenny. But obviously all of that is subject to recruitment, which isn't easy at the moment, even though we've 4,000 more staff than we had this time last year and 500 more nurses than we had this time last year.
You noted this afternoon that Letterkenny General is 10% over budget. Is this going to become an issue before the end of this year?
Well, it is 10% over budget at the moment. And look, I'm not here to berate anyone about being over budget. It's clear that there's been an increase in demand and an increase in activity for services provided at Letterkenny. But the point I'd make is a different one, is that at the end of every year, really for the last couple of years, we've had to have a supplementary estimate and vote extra money through the Dáil to bail out deficits in not just in hospitals, but in all parts of the health service. I'd rather be using that extra money to provide new additional services. And I'd like us to get to the point in the next couple of years where we can use additional money to do that, not to cover deficits.